He used to be a critic of scientists who warned about climate change. Now a US physicist says his own research has convinced him that global warming is real. Professor Richard Muller's two-year study was partly funded by a foundation connected to global warming skeptics. But it's found that the Earth's surface temperature has risen 0.9 degrees since the 1950s. Bronwyn Herbert has our report.
Richard Muller says he wasn't convinced the Earth was warming and set out 2 years ago to find out if mainstream climate scientists were wrong.
Skeptics had raised legitimate questions. Many of the thermometers were of very poor quality, poorly placed. There were adjustments being made to discontinuities in the data. There was perhaps undue influence from warming of cities, which warm, but that's not global warming.
Richard Muller is a physics professor at the University of California, Berkeley, and founder of the Berkeley Earth Surface Temperature Foundation. He says he was particularly surprised that his results so closely correlated with previously published data from other teams in the US and the UK.
Somewhat to my amazement, none of the effects changed the answer. We wound up getting the same answer that the other groups had previously gotten for the amount of warming. It's about 0.9 degrees Celsius over the last 50 years. The poor temperature quality data, even though it was at bad locations, the change in temperature it recorded was accurate. The urban heat island, just not that much area of the Earth is urban. The temperature adjustments that people made, well, those adjustments were made with more care than we could know, and in the end, the adjustments didn't bias the data. We picked five times as many stations as they did. Their selection of stations was sufficiently representative that it didn't change the answer. So in the end, the amount of global warming is just what they said it was.
So do you now believe that global warming on Earth is occurring?
Well, yes. I certainly believe that now.
Do you still consider yourself a climate change skeptic?
I think every scientist is supposed to be properly skeptical, and I was never a skeptic. I simply recognized that there were legitimate things that were not scientific, and when you see those, you call them out. That doesn't make me a skeptic. I think I was considered a skeptic in part because I'd point out so many mistaken things said by famous people like Al Gore and Tom Friedman. So much of what they say is simply not based on science.
The research was bankrolled by the Koch brothers' charitable fund. The family runs one of America's biggest private companies involved in manufacturing, making fertilizers, and refining oil. Its founder is also a major funder of climate skeptic groups and conservative political causes, including the Tea Party.
People refer to the fact that the Koch Charitable Foundation, which actually funds a great deal of things in the arts, gave us one quarter of our funding. And some people have claimed they could read into the minds of Charles Koch, and they say he's a denier. I don't know where they get that. When I spoke to him about this, he assured me that all he wanted us to do was the best possible science and answer these questions, and that's what we've done.
But other skeptics remain in doubt. William Kinnamonth is a meteorologist and led the Australian National Climate Centre for 12 years. Mr. Kinnamonth says the quality of weather stations is still an issue, and Professor Muller's paper doesn't change that.
I think what he's claiming more than what the data is able to show us, and that is he's claiming that he's been able to identify that part of this warming is due to urbanisation and part is due to some other factors. And most of the data is collected in towns and cities. And so there's very little of the reliable data measured under sort of standard conditions that comes from truly rural locations.
Professor Muller has just presented the preliminary results of the study at a climate conference in Santa Fe in New Mexico. His paper is not yet peer-reviewed.
Bronwyn Herbert reporting.